What's up, and alright guys, today's video is titled The Phenomena of Hojabi's PhD Max. And so today, Wednesday, looks like a slow night for the food truck. Every now and then you're gonna get a slow night where you pretty much after 6-7 o'clock you ain't get shit. Not even DoorDash or Uber is doing anything. So it's just one of those nights, really, you know, small town USA. What are you gonna do, dudes? This is what I'm thinking of, eventually moving down to Miami, maybe. But we'll see what happens here in the next month. It's just way too hot for people to come out, and snowboards aren't back yet, and it's gonna take a little bit for the word of mouth to go around that we have the best Middle Eastern food in the area. Anyway, so going back to the point of this video, Hojabi's PhD Max. And so I did a video recently about this Pooja, who is she's a Muslim woman living in the UK. I forgot her name. I really could care less about her name, to be honest with you. And she was whining on the internet, how can she be a 30-year-old woman with a PhD and not have a man, you know? So one of my commentators on YouTube, he said, damn, these hoes be PhD maxing. And he got me thinking. And yeah, what a lot of genetically inferior Muslim women in particular are doing is that they are indeed PhD maxing, okay? Thinking that by having a college education, they're going to attract Chad. You see, guys, everything revolves around Chad. And this video is really important for you Muslim dudes out there, simply because you guys need to understand, at the end of the day, your woman wants Chad. If a woman is with you as a Muslim still, it's because she couldn't get Chad. That's all there is to it, okay, guys? And at the same time, if you guys can get with Stacy or Becky, you wouldn't be with a Hojabi. Let's get that out in the open right now. You look at Soy Boy Yogi. I made a video about him a couple of days ago, and he's happy as a clam, dude, you know. He got himself a white girl. Granted, she's not exactly the hottest girl on the planet, but by ethnic people standard, you know, she's blonde, white, blue-eyed. So yeah, Yogi Obes hit the jackpot. And if you guys look at his video, that curry sale is, you know, grinning from ear to ear as if he did win the lottery. And in a way, he did win the genetic lottery, because he was able to cheat his Indian genetics, Bangladeshi genetics, if you want to be technical. So yeah, if you guys out there had the opportunity to be with a white girl, you're not gonna go back to Pooja or Amira. So let's be fair about this, okay, guys? So today I'm gonna tell you a story about this one Middle Eastern girl I knew from the old country. Not gonna give much information about that in case they might be watching this video. So this Muslim girl, she was engaged to a Muslim, to an Arab. She was engaged to him for several years, and that was back when before she went to high school. Not high school, but college. So she was engaged in her late teens, very, very early 20s, before she went to college. Now, believe it or not, guys, this was probably 15 years ago, I guess. So feminism is taking hold in the Middle East, in particular Egypt. You guys need to understand, Egypt is a Zionist vassal state, okay? Feminism in Egypt is growing very, very quick. It's growing very, very quick across the Middle East, because that's how these Arab leaders get to stay in power and make their money. They have to support fucking feminism. And all feminism is, guys, is women having fun. That's all feminism is, okay? Feminism is really Satanism, because it's all about living a hedonistic life where it's all about me, 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 now, 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 fuck you. You know, that's really what Satanism comes down to, living a hedonistic life, okay? So, this Muslim woman, when she went to university back in the old country, she encountered a NGO. For those of you who don't know, NGO stands for non-government organization. Guys, all NGOs are government related. You see, governments can't be directly tied to certain things. So what these governments do is that they create a non-government organization and they fund that non-government organization. But they'll tell you, hey man, that's an NGO. Whatever they do, it's on them. It has nothing to do with us, okay? This is how America is able to bring feminism into the Muslim world, is through so-called NGOs. So, anyway, so this Muslim woman who's a mid, you know, she's like a 5 or a 6, girl next door type. I mean, let's be honest, the vast majority of us dudes out there, we'd rather get with a mid than get with a hottie, because we all know the hottie is going to cheat on you, she's going to give you problems. So we all prefer to be with the mid girl, you know, the girl who's a 5 or a 6, you know. Even though yo, homie, yo, I'm alpha, tells you all the time, I wouldn't be caught dead with a 6, but let's be honest, you know. He doesn't look like the type of dudes who gets anything more than Shaniqua, Shanani, Yolanda, Tiandra. So this girl, when, you know, again, late teens, early 20s, good looking. Again, she's not beautiful, but hey, she's young. When she went to the university in the old country, she started coming in contact with an NGO. And the NGO was like, oh baby, you are stunning and brave, you have so much potential, what are you doing getting married this early on, you haven't had your fun yet. So they took her to Europe, where she gave a speech in front of a bunch of white people who just sat around looking at her like this. And then at the end of whatever nonsense she said, they clapped. And now all of a sudden, this, let's be honest, sand nigger thinks that she's white. You know, all of a sudden she's like, all right, white people accept me. I'm in Europe and white people are clapping for me. So when she went back to the old country, guess what she did? She ghosted her fiance of like half a decade. She ghosted him like 3 days before the wedding. Because in her brain, she's white. In her brain, she can get shed, okay? So, move forward a few years later, you know, when she gets that epiphany stage. For those of you who don't know, an epiphany stage, according to Rollo Tomasi, is when a woman by the age of 27, 28, she realizes, hey, I'm not that young, I'm not that hot, guys aren't hitting me up like that. It's time for me to like find a dude and settle down. Now the problem here is that she was getting a lot of suitors, but the problem is all her girlfriends were like, oh baby, you're so smart, you're so stunning and brave, men are horrible, they're all pigs, kill all men. What they were doing is that they were effectively sabotaging her dating options, simply so they can take her out of the dating pool, because if this girl is not in the dating market or rejecting men, which she did a lot, guess what? These women are gonna have access to one more high quality man. So eventually with this girl, what ended up happening is that she looked around her and she saw that all her friends were moving on. They were getting married, they were having kids, they were traveling the world, they were enjoying life, and she got depressed. So the NGO, which is a feminist NGO by the way, they brought her here to America, they got her a master's degree in something stupid, and again, they had her give a speech to a bunch of white people who looked at her like, And then they clapped at whatever nonsense she said. Now, since she was here in America, she was like, all right, I'm going to find me Chad in America. Unfortunately for her, she couldn't get her Chad here in America. She's back in the old country. Last I heard, she's now going for a PhD, and she's only younger than me by a couple of years. I'm 43, okay? 44 if we go by the lunar calendar, which is a divine calendar. So this woman is well into her late 30s by now, okay? This woman had 15 years to find the dude, and she had a perfect dude, by the way. That guy that she ghosted like a couple of days before the wedding, he got married, he has children, they're traveling all over the world. They're enjoying life, you know? And, you know, she keeps tabs on her ex, on her fiancé. And, you know, it's not that she wants him back or she regrets anything. She doesn't. And the reason behind it is that she wants Chad. This is what every Muslim watching this video has to understand. Your woman, your hijabis, they want Chad. They will stop at nothing to get Chad. Even if they're with you and they have kids with you, they'll still go after Chad. I told you about one of my second cousins, you know, not the one who ripped me off back in Egypt with the restaurant, but my second cousin who lives in America. He's a corporate lawyer out in Silicon Valley. He got married to his Egyptian sweetheart. He brought her here to America. He got her in Stanford, obviously paid for everything. And now she is a some sort of scientist. She got a PhD from Stanford. And she's like, and she divorced him, saying, claiming that her entire marriage with him was a total waste of her life. It's like, this guy took you out of poverty, brought you to America, put you in one of the best schools on the face of the planet, gave you motherfucking children, and now that you're well into your 30s, you got a fucking PhD and you work for freaking, I don't know, NASA. Now all of a sudden you're like too good for him now, even though he's a corporate lawyer. So this is what you guys need to understand. You know, these women aren't divorcing you because of hypergamy. They're not divorcing you because they think they're better than you. They're doing it because they think that they now have access to Chad. This is what every Muslim cell watching this video has got to understand. The only reason some hijabi is with you is because she couldn't get Chad. If she thinks she can get Chad, she's gonna dump you, okay? I was reading a comment on Instagram. I don't know who it was sent to. But it was screenshotted and it was shared on Instagram. It was this dude saying, I think it was a guy talking about his sister. He's like, ooh, my sister, she had a family, nice Muslim husband, they had kids. And then she cheated on him with some white dude, divorced her husband, abandoned her child, and now she's living with this white dude. And has kids with him, and she totally disowned her old family. This goes to show you, dudes, if a hijabi thinks she can get Chad, she's gonna dump you. That's just how it is, guys, okay? Like, this girl back in the old country, who's now well into her 30s, you can't tell her, hey, baby, why don't you just settle down with a good Arab cell, Muslim cell? No, she wants Chad. It's like, baby girl, you're fucking 37, 38 years old, you know? No, Chad wants you. She doesn't care. In fact, in her brain is, I've waited this long for Chad, that Chad is right around the corner. You see, every hijabi out there believes that Chad is literally right around the corner. So what these hijabis do is that they all get PhDs. When a hijabi gets a PhD, she wants to show Chad that, hey, look, I'm sophisticated, I'm intelligent, I'm not like all those sand niggers out there, you know? I got a PhD. no PhD ever made Chad's cock or any dude's cock hard. But these women, they want to signal to Chad that, hey, Chad, I'm on your level. And in reality, you're just a sand nigger. That's really what you are. Like, look, you know, I live in a middle-class white town, okay? All the Chads I see, they got Stacys. They ain't got Pooja. They ain't got Amira. And they definitely don't have Shaniqua, Shanani, Yolanda, Teander. They all got fucking Stacys. Why? Because Stacy is the gold standard when it comes to women. Again, look at Yogi Obes. You know, granted, the girl he's with is no Stacy, but you know what? She's blonde, white, blue eyes. That's good enough for that 5'4" curry cell, okay? So, oh man. So, if Yogi Obes desires a white girl, everybody watching this video, including myself, desires a white girl. I mean, let's keep it 100. If you and I can get a white girl, what are we gonna do with Amira? What are we gonna do with Pooja? We're not even gonna look at these hijabis, okay guys? So why do we get upset when our woman wants Chad? Why do we get upset? I mean, it's really not fair. I mean, I know some of you guys are gonna say, well, Amr, you know, as a Muslim, Muslim men can marry non-Muslim women, that's cool. But Muslim women cannot marry non-Muslim men. What did the Prophet Muhammad say? Women are intellectually and morally deficient. Religion means nothing to a woman. And if you try to impose religion on her, she's only going to, like, become more disobedient. Okay, guys? So, the point that I'm trying to get across to you guys out there is that you're always gonna lose to Chad. No matter what, you're gonna lose to Chad. I don't care if you took her out of poverty. I don't care if you put her through university. I don't care if you give her the best life ever. I don't care if you give her motherfucking children, okay? The second she thinks she can get Chad, she's gonna bounce on you, dude. It is what it is. And she's not gonna come back to her senses, okay? These women are not gonna say, well, you know, I've been going after Chad for, you know, 4, 5, 10, 15 years, but it's not happening, you know, so might as well settle down. No. In their brain, Chad is literally around the corner. I waited this long for Chad, I'm just gonna keep on going. But what she fails to realize, again, is that your PhD means nothing to Chad, okay? There are Chads out there dating girls who fucking put strawberries and bananas in a fucking blender at Smoothie King, making $7.93 an hour, okay? Do you think Chad cares that they have a PhD or anything like that? But that's the problem with the hijabis out there. In their brain, they believe if I get a PhD, I can elevate my status to that of white people's status. It's like, no, baby girl, you are a sand nigger. No matter what you do, what you say, you're always gonna be seen as a sand nigger, okay? Elevating your education means absolutely positively nothing. You see, at the end of the day, hijabis know white women are the gold standard. They know they can't compete with white women. They know that. So, on what front can these hijabis compete with white women? They're gonna say, well, I have an amazing job, I'm making a lot of money, and I got a PhD. Again, this does not impress men. This definitely does not impress Chad, okay? So, it's really fucked up if you think about it. But at the end of the day, guys, these hijabis, they gotta upgrade their inferior genetics, which I'm all for, by the way, you know? So, my honest advice to hijabis, like all you two hoes watching this video, okay? Here's what you all need to do. You all need to hop on Tinder, have Chad come over, come in your pussy, and hope to God that kid looks more like Chad than like you. That's really the only option you have. Because I'm telling you sand niggers out there, Chad will not settle for you. At the end of the day, Chad is going to do Stacy. Maybe he's going to do Becky, but he's definitely not doing some Pooja or Amira. Anyway, guys, that's my video for today. Hope you like, share, comment, subscribe. I'm going to see you in the next one. Peace.